Lebanese President Michel Soleiman says weapons and militants should not be allowed to enter Syria. Soleiman also called for the prevention of camps inside Lebanon that are used to train insurgents. He says Beirut is committed to the policy of non-interference in Syria as well as strengthening its own national unity. A U.S. state lawmaker from New Hampshire says the government is behind the Boston Marathon bombings in which three people were killed. Stella Tremley says the bombings were a black ops terrorist attack. Tremley also called the official account of the incident suspicious. The jobless rate in Spain jumps to just over 27% in the first quarter of 2013, setting a new record. New figures show over 55% of the youth workforce are unemployed. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has recently said that the job situation for the entire year will not be good. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez, is upset by Bahrain's decision to cancel his visit to the kingdom again. This is the second time the Bahraini regime cancels a planned visit by the UN's torture expert. The decision comes amid intensified crackdown on protests, which have escalated in recent days. Opposition politicians in Canada are accusing the Harper government of exploiting the recent incidents in Boston and domestic violence to speed up the enactment of anti-terrorism legislation. Analysts say Ottawa is creating a fear-based society to justify authoritarian policies. South Korea summons the Japanese ambassador in Seoul in protest over visits by senior officials to a controversial shrine. Seoul says such a move proves that Japan's leaders are still supporting their country's military misadventures in the South in the first half of the 20th century. A prominent UN expert believes the recent bombings in the U.S. city of Boston were a response to America's foreign policy. Richard Falk says the American Global Domination Project is bound to generate all kinds of resistance. He notes that the U.S. has been fortunate not to experience a worse blowbacks. Nearly 180 people have died after a multi-story building containing several garment factories collapsed outside the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Rescue operations are still underway as dozens of people are believed to be trapped under the rubble. The Bangladeshi Home Minister says the building violated construction codes.